Now turn around, and you'll see a doorway to number 35 Stone Gate, only a few short steps away. Another haunted residence, which is in fact possibly home to the largest population of ghosts in York, if not the entirety of the UK. There have been a confirmed 14 sightings of different spirits here. There's been a dwelling on this site for well over 1,000 years. The property you see today was built in 1482. However, after work was done to the house in the 1990s, it is said that the ghosts within the house were awoken. And since then, the paranormal activity has skyrocketed. The whole tour could in theory be on this one house alone, yet I don't want to give you too many nightmares tonight. So we'll just pay attention to one special guest, who's widely known as Tom, the inhabitant on the second floor, known as the séance room. Tom lived in the property for years, and as he aged, he became more fearful that the house would be robbed at night. So, as the minster bells tolled midnight, Tom banged his walking stick on the walls loudly to warn off anyone thinking of making a nightly entrance into his home. Thankfully, Tom lived out his life peacefully, dying at a ripe old age in his bedroom. His neighbors, although upset at his passing, would now at least be able to sleep peacefully through the night. Or at least they thought. For following on from his death, with the apartment lay empty, every night the walls would rattle with the sound of the berating of his walking stick, disturbing all those trying to sleep at night. Many passing pedestrians in the street have claimed to hear the banging. Just after midnight, as calmness sweeps across the city, Tom remains on guard, protecting his property until the last. Now, on we go to the one, the only, the Minster.